go. Get all the muck off it. See that? That's why it's called a rhino beetle. See that horn? And that's what he uses to root around and all this dead wood that he then feeds off. But yeah, these guys are super strong, so I can feel the power just in that. And then look, these are his claws that he uses to grip on with, that rhino power. But, you know, he might be a vegetarian, but out here, I'm not. Oh, very crunchy, very gooey, and very bad tasting. Try getting the horn down your throat.
Okay, keep going.
As I head further down into the jungle, it's getting harder to make progress as the undergrowth gets thicker.
Bit of a river down there. That's really what I want to follow. You know, it's going to give me a ready supply of water. Also, it's going to be an easier route through the jungle and try to bash all this undergrowth. The downside of following this is that water tends to take the path of least resistance. That means fast water and often big drops.